In a small prison unit in Pennsylvania, there's a deep blue door and a bright yellow Minion character with a sign that says ways to say hello. And then there are the ways to say hello. That's because this small prison unit has 45 inmates with intellectual disabilities and autism, most of whom appreciate being in this safe space.
I have Asperger's syndrome.
I think it's a very helpful unit with people like me who's diagnosed with autistic disorder and an intellectual disability.
They're learning social skills. They can go to sensory rooms when they're feeling overwhelmed. The Neurodevelopmental Residential Treatment Unit at the Pennsylvania Correction Center at Albion is the only one in Pennsylvania and one of just a handful around the country. According to the facility manager, Stephen Salawada, it not only keeps inmates safer, but also provides them skills they'll need to succeed when they're released. There are critics. Some say, why focus only on these particular disabilities? Others wonder whether the programs give some inmates preferential treatment. But let's bring in Stephen Salawada. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
Well, this news got us thinking about why these people are in prison. They are. So what is it that you are concerned about? And just give us an overall about your thinking about how to treat them there.
So our goal in the Department of Corrections in Pennsylvania is rehabilitation. Our goal is to release anyone that comes into our care back into the community better than when they came to us. The other concern is safety. Safety of those that we house and safety of those that work here.
Well, for instance, somebody on the autism spectrum may act out either physically or emotionally if they're overly stimulated. What might have happened to them if they were in with the regular prison population?
Well, you know, there's a variety of things that could happen depending on the severity of the situation. But in those cases, it could be misconstrued or viewed as a violent incident when it's not. So actually, on our unit, we have a binder on the unit that has profiles of each individual. And in that binder, it discusses any suicide history, warning signs, repetitive behavior, triggers, stimming that may occur, or coping skills they have.
Stimming.
Like stimulating activity.
A repetitive motion that helps them.
That helps them to regulate, yes. So we have all that located in a binder. That way the security staff, they're able to review that and know, hey, this is normal. No need for us to intervene at this time. And it really has worked well. Our security staff also, they're very mindful of their sensory issues and their self-soothing techniques. The officers are part of the treatment planning process. One of my favorite quotes is, good treatment is good security, and good security is good treatment.
Yeah. Well, let's hear from one inmate named Christopher, then fellow inmate Sean. Both are recorded by the Associated Press.
The first impression I got was, wow, this is more like a therapy and rehabilitation for criminals with all these paintings and like positive messages surrounding it.
And it's not like general population where I would be more prone to being bullied and stuff like that. They have opportunities for a bunch of groups and you get to learn about, you know, how to cope and how to recognize your emotions.
Well, and if they were in the prison population, often that kind of behavior would have landed them in solitary confinement, which must have been devastating.
It could have led to placement in the RHU, that's certain, yes.
Yeah. Well, explain why, for instance, going into a quiet room in your unit is different from being put in solitary. What happens in a quiet space?
So in the sensory cells, what you're talking about, mm-hmm. that is a choice. So, for example, I like to jam. So if I'm having a bad day or I'm upset, I like to go in my room and play a little guitar. So we've instituted this in the prison setting. So the inmate can go, I'm a little worked up. I'm anxious right now. I need a break. And so in the sensory cell, and we put a cap on it, it's only to be used up to 45 minutes. And they can take two items of their choosing into the cell, art, supplies, and headphones, or we have had guys that play guitar. They could take a stress ball. We have a yoga mat in there. Some guys go in there just to do yoga. They regulate, they calm down, they de-escalate, And then they come back out and go on with their day without anything having that could have led to them going to the RHU or being reprimanded at all.
I'm reading in some reporting from the AP that if, for instance, another prisoner who is on the spectrum needs to decompress, in their case, it was juggling, and so they can just juggle as much as they want, whereas that would not have been allowed in the regular.
We wouldn't let guys juggle on a general population housing unit.
Yeah.
But he's phenomenal at that, and that brings a smile to everyone's faces when he does that.
It just strikes me that prisons are being charged with quite a task. This is asking a lot of you. How did this start? Were people seeing this in the general population and feeling that these people, while maybe they had to be incarcerated, needed to have a different program?
Well, for a while now, we have had mental health units. We've had residential treatment units, and they are designed to house inmates that are seriously mentally ill and need extra care from staff. And so we've kind of been working towards this. This was just a specialization that we took it a step further. And we do have inclusion methods instilled in our program. So once guys are starting to get ready, we do have jobs for them that are out with general population. They go to the education building and go to school. They attend groups with some people from general population once they're ready. And that is part of their treatment plan. You know, our overall goal is not to house them on this unit their entire incarceration. The goal is to get them prepared to be able to go into a general population, leave prison, and live in the community. So, you know, we respect that very much, and we really individualize everybody's treatment.
Yeah.
We treat them as the individuals they are.
Well, your program there in Albion is just one of a handful in the country, even though the Department of Justice estimates a quarter of prisoners in the U.S., a quarter, have some kind of intellectual disability. More than 4% are on the autism spectrum. That's double the rate in the overall population, and probably higher because most inmates aren't diagnosed. So, you know, for them, you are offering these sensory rooms, calming blue walls, no harsh fluorescent lighting. It's covered by special covers. There's a slogan painted on one wall: "You are the lighthouse in someone's storm." How beautiful. Here, inmate Edward explains what the program's done for him.
I overcame one major issue in my life that I don't think I could have overcome in general population. Over here, it gives people the space and the support that if the motivation isn't there, they find a way to develop it because they get to see peers that are growing and changing.
But what do you say to critics who say, hey, this is someone who did something wrong. You know, I don't know if I want my taxpayer dollars, you know, paying for this special care for them.
You have to think that any of these individuals that are in our care, they could be your neighbor. And I think that anybody would want, anyone that needs treatment or any type of improvements, they would want them to be made in a safe space like this.
Mm. Yeah, for when they come home and are your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephen Salawada, program manager at the Albion Prison in Pennsylvania, talking about the neurodevelopmental residential treatment unit at the prison. Stephen, real quick, are you hearing from prisons across the country?
Actually, New York has reached out to us since the AP put that out. So that was really cool. I do also want to say that our friends in the Michigan DOC, we actually visited their facilities because they as well had, they have an adaptive skills treatment program, which is quite similar. And we went to visit them to get some ideas as we were building.
Huh.
And they were accommodating and wonderful and helped us along our way.
Oh, so a movement afoot. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.